Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this fifth Sunday in Lent is our Gospel reading, St. John chapter 8, verses 46 through 59. These are the words of our Lord, and so we pray. May the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So many think that Jesus is this gentle, mild-mannered man that never raised his voice, was always politically correct, was interested in only helping minorities, and was just plain nice. Really? Yes, and there are all sorts of other versions of Jesus like this one running around out there in people's minds. And when you hear the words, "Now what would Jesus do?" what does come to mind? What are people getting at? It usually is not the Jesus of the Bible that they are asking we emulate. What does Jesus do? He judges. He condemns. He is a surgeon with a very precise hand, cutting away with a very sharp knife the many things we hold dear, the many things we would like to keep. But he never compromises. He never gives one inch to sin coddlers or their sin of any kind. Yes, he comes for sinners. And yes, to forgive sinners. But that is not the same thing as people think. First, he judges, and this all the time. And when he says not to judge, it is not what people are quoting him for. No, Jesus gives no one any wiggle room. None. In fact, he presses the law more than anyone else. That law that Jesus preached and taught and insisted upon was not just about what we did with our hands outwardly. No, it was about what we conceive inwardly in our minds and hearts. What did you dream of? What did you want and desire? What secrets were we harboring? Jesus tells us that even if we don't actually do any of that, what we wanted to do, what we thought about, fantasized about, according to God, we have in fact already done it. So no, there is no wiggle room to slink away with then. We are what we are, what he says we are, and we know it. Even if we are not sure of the details of our case, but be sure he does. So when we encounter this Jesus, understand that it is the real one, our Jesus, the same Jesus as he always was, is, and will be. This is the Jesus who preaches the unfiltered, non-watered-down law, who passes judgment on our and all sin. And we can say, as so many do, all manner of things about him. We can call him insane, a megalomaniac who thinks he is God, a magician in league with the devil, a fake, or just another would-be religion maker. Or we can ignore the Bible and come up with our own version of Jesus, as so many also do. But when we meet him in the Bible, we meet him as the Word of God, who uses his Word as a mirror to show us who we are and how we measure up to God's, his, Jesus' standards. And we either face these standards and our lack of measuring up to them, or we do what most people do, remain unconverted and head right into hell. But make no mistake about it. When he points the finger, he is pointing it at me, at you, and at everyone. So stop then. Stop trying to justify yourself. Stop trying to find legal loopholes. Stop trying to reinterpret what he is condemning us for as something other than just what it is, sin, wrong, and destructive. Accept it. There is no way out of his verdict of our guilt. What is the best thing to be done then? Plead guilty. Let his word turn us around. Let him cut you. Let him cut as deep as needed to bring his healing process. Well, but that would kill me. Well, yeah. That it will. That is how bad we are. We need to be killed. He needs to kill us, and that is exactly what he is doing to us. Also, that he can resurrect us without that which he is condemning us for. What he is condemning us to death for. Also, that we will end up without our disease. That is the purpose of the law, to kill us. In the end, it will kill us all. It must. There is no way to rise again healed unless we let him do this, kill us. He will not compromise. There is no other way. We cannot do better ever. We cannot make up for any of it, no matter how hard we try. Humankind cannot be rehabilitated. We have to be put down, each and every one. So go ahead, Pharisee. Go ahead, follower of the devil, and you are if you hold to any of his lies, and we do. Go ahead, adulterer, fornicator, sodomite, pornographer. Go ahead, murderer, gossip, thief, coveter, idolater. You who are stingy and inhospitable. You who are despisers of God's house, preaching in his word. Go ahead and plead guilty. Let him stop and kill all of that in you, as he must do, same as in me. Yes, let him change your mind. Accept his declaration of all of it as being evil, damnable sin. What is left then? Dead and dying ground that he plants saving faith in. Because he has already been condemned, punished, and killed for all of those sins listed, and for any that were not. He has stepped and took your place as the executioner's head chopping block, firing range, lethal injection table. He has already been blamed for all that you are and all that you do, and in eternity he did the time in the dark black cell. What is left then? What do you do now? Contrary. Yes, we are to be contrary to all that is listed above. Yet this can only be done in him, within his walls, under and by his grace and mercy, and only because of the freedom he gives through the gospel, in the gospel, by the gospel. That is, only by and in, because of, and in the midst of him, with his things, where he gives them, by his word, which is the same thing for us right now. Only a person forgiven of a crime can know what forgiveness is, can walk away free. Only a person who is forgiven a lifetime of evil, guilt, and shame can know true forgiveness and really be free. If in our condition we think we are already free to do what we please because we have decided what is good and right for us to do, we are bound up tight in a very dark place then. And we will remain there if we refuse his sentence, his judgment. The Son must set you free. Then and only then are you in fact. But it is only again ever so in him, in Christ, with him. You in him and he in you forever. That is the true human condition. We are only what we were meant to be, what we were created to be. In that state, we were made to be companions of God together. We cannot even be true companions to each other unless it is with him too. As one pastor said once, plead guilty so that you can be acquitted and go and live forever with the judge. That is the only way out of all of this. He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. No one gets to the Father, the judge, the King, but in this way. And he is offering. It is a limited time offer. It lasts as long as your life. So as long as the world lasts, whatever comes, or should I say goes first. So yes, you are guilty. Yes, you are facing death and eternal life and an eternal life sentence. But Jesus is offering you complete forgiveness without any strings, to make you truly human, like he is, the way you were created to be. Living, breathing, running, singing, laughing forever. Forever to live in his house and out into the wide open fields, his, at play as a child of God. It is yours right now. O baptized child of God. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.